Beto O'Rourke says people will comply, surrender R-15s under his ban. By A.W.R. Hawkins on September 9, 2019. Democrat presidential hopeful Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke suggests citizens will comply and surrender their R-15s if his proposed ban is put into place. O'Rourke anticipates citizens' automatic compliance will erase any need for police to go door-to-door. The Washington Examiner quoted O'Rourke saying, "I don't see the law enforcement going door-to-door. I see Americans complying with the law. I see us working with gun owners, non-gun owners, local, county, state, federal law enforcement to come up with the best possible solution." He added, "I have yet to meet an owner of an AR-15 who thinks it's okay that we have these kind of mass killings in this country." When asked to clarify his plan for enforcement of the ban, O'Rourke said, how do we enforce any law? There's a significant reliance on people complying with the law. The Democrat presidential hopeful is counting on Americans to simply hand over their R-15s, AK-47s, and other commonly owned semi-automatic rifles if the government tells them to do so. During the September 3, 2019, airing of ABC's The View, host Meghan McCain warned there will be violence if the government tries to take away R-15s. She said, "The AR-15 is by far the most popular gun in America. I was just in the middle of nowhere, Wyoming. And, if you're talking about going and taking people's guns away from them, there's going to be a lot of violence." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him directly at rhawkins@breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.